Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Exodus 31. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezaleel, the son of Eri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, and in cutting of stones to set them, and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. And behold, I have given with him Aholiab the son of Ahishmash of the tribe of Dan. And in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee. The tabernacle of the congregation, and the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is thereupon, and all the furniture of the tabernacle, and the table and his furniture, and the pure candlestick with all his furniture, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all his furniture, and the laver and his foot, and the cloths of service, and the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister in the priest's office, and the anointing oil and sweet incense for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded thee, shall they do. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Every one that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone written with the finger of God. Nicholas Vandenberg could come home from the hospital in this afternoon, and Miranda Vandenberg, she was admitted to the hospital. Let us ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, that thou was granted by renewal the opportunity on the first Lord's Day of this newly begun year, that we may come up to thy house. That it was in thy great wisdom and in thy goodness that thou wast set one day of seven apart, that we may worship thee, tend especially to the needs of our soul, come up to thy house to hear what thou hast to say unto us. And then we humbly ask thee in this evening that thou may grant thy special and divine blessing upon thy word, that it may be for true conversions and also for the edification of thy true Zion. May it please thee to bless the manifold means of grace. Lord, do remember and help the consistory. Remember the brother that has been installed for the first time, the brothers that have been installed by renewal, together with all the brothers together. May our eyes be upon thee. May it be experienced that there is much prayer for the same in the midst of the congregation. Wilt thou grant that open door and that much fruit may be seen upon the manifold labors. Lord, do bless thy holy word in the family circles. Help fathers and mothers to that end, who is sufficient unto those things. May also their eyes be upon thee. Wilt thou remember our Christian school, when in the day of tomorrow classes hope to resume? Wilt thou grant traveling mercies from day to day? Wilt thou remember all the instructors, all those that labor in our school? Wilt thou help and remember all the students? May thy word be blessed. Remember the established churches. We commend unto thee the persecuted church, where there are so many countries, where the church can and may not freely gather, where also on this Sabbath day they have gathered in secret places, oftentimes with fear and trembling. We commend unto thee the Jewish people, also the Jewish nation at war, May this war be used that their eyes may be opened, that the veil may be lifted, and that they may be given to understand, but also experience in their hearts that the true Messiah, thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he has come in the fullness of time and sitteth at the right hand of the Father. We commend unto thee mission work, also our mission field. Remember this, thy servants and the team. Then, Lord, the labors are manifold and the labors are few. To that end, then we commend unto thee the need for thy vineyard, for truly called servants, converted, called and sent by thee, the need of teachers for our Christian schools, but also a church worker for our mission field. Then we commend unto thee the many needs in the midst of the congregation. Lord, an handicapped daughter has been in and out of the hospital many a times in the past months, and now this time she was admitted with all her pain, with all her discomfort. We humbly beg of thee that thou may grant unto the physicians wisdom and understanding. May there be means, ah, Lord, remember her for her body, but above all for her never-dying soul. Wilt thou uphold her parents many times at their wits' end, that they are overwhelmed and they know not what to do. May the prayers be multiplied for the sick and afflicted. Thou was granted in this afternoon that a young man, he has underwent surgery in this morning, doing remarkably well, may return home. Wilt thou grant further healing and strengthening, and above all things, that this calling may be used for the saving of a soul. We commend unto thee the little newborn son, the infant child, in the hospital. We have not heard that he has returned home as hoped for, and so we commend him unto thee. Spread thy gracious wings over him. Wilt thou grant healing? Wilt thou grant strengthening? Do remember his parents. Remember those with grave concerns, ah, Lord. Grant that special place at thy footstool, and may the callings be sanctified. Remember all those that stand in need of healing and of strengthening. We commend unto thee all sick relatives, different places, different ages. It is all known unto thee. Lord, may it please thee to bless them, to remember them, and if it may be thy will, that there may be healing. Remember the crosses, the burdens. Remember the handicapped. Bless the family circles. May love abound. And may thy word exert its blessed influence in the hearts and in the lives of young and old. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones with those empty places. Continue to uphold them. Remember all of our elderly ones. an old mother widow hopes to commemorate in this week that thou was spared her for 89 years. Ah, Lord, there was a time that she was lying at the gates of eternity, but thou was intervened. Thou was given extension. Thou granteth remarkable health. But an extension is only for a time, and it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment to that end. Ah, Lord, do save her never dying soul. Remember our Bethesda, all the residents, all those that care for them, our elderly ones that may go in and out. Lord, remember our poor nation, federally, provincially. There is so little mention or no mention made of thee, a despising of thy word, a trampling upon thy laws. Woe unto such a nation. Wilt thou remember us and our children? May we be given to see the signs of the times, that thy judgments are hanging so low over the earth. Wilt thou grant unto thy church to repent of the worldly and evil ways where, Lord, there seems to be so little guilt. Wilt thou then grant that turning unto thee, while it can yet, and while it may yet, we humbly ask thee for thy help in this evening hour. Grant a few words to speak that may be blessed by thee. Remember all the hearers, bind the Satan, give a little rest in thy house, cause thy kingdom to come, glorify thy name, pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 227, the three stanzas. O Lord of hosts, how lovely thy tabernacles are. For them my heart is yearning and banishment afar. And what follows, Psalter 227, the three stanzas. Beloved congregation, we have read together out of Exodus 31, the last part of the instruction that the Lord has given Moses concerning the service of the Lord. After Exodus 24, when that people was sprinkled with blood, the covenant ratified, and then Moses has went up to the top of the mount to meet with the Lord. And then in the chapters 25 through 30, then the Lord has given unto Moses instructions concerning the building of the tabernacle, all the furniture, the priesthood, the clothing. And then when Moses has heard it, all those instructions, what must be built and constructed out of brass and out of gold and out of linen. And then how overwhelmed Moses must have been. And then the question must have risen in his heart, how can that ever be? But then we have heard out of Exodus 31 that the Lord has so wonderfully provided that he would give to men, Bezaleel and Aholiab, who would be filled with the Spirit, and that he would receive many helpers. So the Lord grants office bearers in the church, and that they would receive the gifts and the understanding to build a tabernacle with everything that pertained to. And then the last verses of that instruction, before the Lord commanded Moses to go down the mountain to the children of Israel. Then he has said unto Moses, then he has given instruction, it is true, in Exodus 20, then they have heard it from the top of the mount. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. But in the context of the tabernacle and all the furniture and the sacrifices that would be brought, then the Lord has spoken of the Sabbath day, and then twice, it is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. Thus it would be a sign that would also separate the children of Israel from the heathen nations. And so it is also in our day, that the keeping of the Sabbath day holy, that is a special sign that the world can see, that we are a separate people, that we have respect for the word and for the law of God. And to that end, we wish to consider with the help of the Lord the commandment concerning the Sabbath day, our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 38, question and answer 103. What doth God require in the fourth commandment? Answer, first, that the ministry of the gospel and the schools be maintained, and that I, especially on the Sabbath, that is, on the day of rest, diligently frequent the church of God to hear his word, to use the sacraments, publicly to call upon the Lord and contribute to the relief of the poor, as becomes a Christian. Secondly, that all the days of my life I cease from my evil works and yield myself to the Lord to work by His Holy Spirit in me, and thus begin in this life the eternal Sabbath. Lord's Day 38 speaks of the fourth commandment, keeping the Lord's Day holy, with four thoughts. In the first place, an instituted day. Secondly, a profitable day. Thirdly, a guarded day. And in the fourth place, a foreshadowing day. The fourth commandment, keeping the Lord's Day holy, an instituted day, a profitable day, a guarded day, a foreshadowing day. This first, an instituted day. Congregation, it has pleased the Lord in His sovereignty, in His wisdom, and in His goodness to set one day of seven apart for Himself, that His name may be praised in a special way, to remind the people upon the earth of His wonderful creation, that after 6 days He has rested on the seventh day. And we read in Genesis 2 verse 3 of three words concerning that day. In the first place, we read He rested. Does not mean, boys and girls, that the Lord was tired. We read in Isaiah 40, verse 28, that the Lord is never weary. But that means that the Lord stopped and that He beheld His wonderful creation. Also Adam and Eve, and that He was given to rejoice in the same. The first full day for Adam and Eve, that was a day of rest. And then the second word, that He blessed the Sabbath day, that He granted His blessing upon His creation. And in the third place, that He sanctified that day, that means to dedicate and set apart for a holy use. Congregation, what a blessing that the Sabbath day is. Boys and girls, do you love the Lord's Day? Are you glad that there is one day that we may rest from our work, schoolwork, and that when it is possible, when we are healthy, that we may go up to God's house? Do you sometimes think of all the poor children and young people in this day? The Bible was not open in their house. Many homes do not even have a Bible. Spend this day as other days, shopping, working, sports. What a poor life that is. Then what a privilege that the Lord yet sends sets us apart. And may we be given to see the blessing thereof. And that also keeps from many sins. Because when we do not respect the Lord's Day and honor the Lord's Day, that is many times the beginning of many transgressions against the sixth commandment. I have read of a very rich businessman many years ago in New York City. Most people went to church. And then on a certain Lord's Day in the afternoon, oh, it made him very sad. He saw one of his most important employees, his clerk, out on a ride on Sunday afternoon. And then Monday morning, then he called that clerk into his office and he says, "Friend, I must dismiss you, because when a man has not so much respect for the Lord's Day, then can I really entrust my business into his hands? Thus the goodness of the Lord, that he has given one day in seven unto the children of men in the first place, that is necessary for the body. The Lord is our creator. And the Lord knows that if we would work 7 days, that is not profitable for our body. We are not a machine of steel with grease nipples. We are of flesh and blood. So in the first place, it is good and necessary for our body. In the second place, it is good and necessary for our soul." Many times the Lord's Day is called the soul's market day. And then we come up to God's house that we may be given to especially seek that one thing needful, begging of the Lord that the means of grace may be blessed. Then in the third place, it is necessary and profitable for family circles, and even more so, of course, we know there are works of necessity and works of mercy. Some people need to work, but what a blessing it is that there is one day in seven that the family circles may be together and to speak about the things of the Lord. And the fourth place, it is necessary and good and profitable for the nation. Oh, in former days, then Canada was looked upon as a Sabbath-keeping nation. And how richly the Lord has blessed us. And now it has come a 7-day work week. And we have come so far in that humanly speaking, we can never get out. And my man is so blinded that he does not see it. Then the fourth commandment that begins differently than other commandments. The first one, thou shalt have no other gods. But this commandment does not begin with thou, but it begins with remember. And our children can understand when we are taught in our studies, then we are given to remember. We cannot remember something we do not know. Thus, when the Lord has given the Ten Commandments, and he has begun the fourth commandment with remember, then it is very evident that the Sabbath day was known also to the children of Israel when they have come out of the land of Egypt. The Ten Commandments, the law of God, that was imprinted upon the tables of the heart of Adam and Eve. And when we read the book of Genesis and Exodus, then also in the life of Noah with the ark, then we read several times of 7 days. In Exodus 16, and that was before the manna was given, that was before the Ten Commandments were given, when the Lord has given the manna, and he has instructed the children concerning 6 and the 7th day, then it is evident that they knew of the Sabbath day because there were no questions asked. And that word remember, then in Deuteronomy 5, then with the 4th commandment, then the children of Israel were to remember that they have been slaves in Egypt. Because we can understand that in Egypt, when they were called upon to make brick for the building of those cities, that the Egyptian rulers, they gave no allowance for the Lord's Day. Thus in Egypt, undoubtedly, they had to work 7 days. Oh, there are countries that give no allowance for the Sabbath day. Think the time of the wars, the concentration camps. Then there was no allowance for the Lord's Day. Then we also do well to remember the mercies and the blessings which the Lord has still left in our midst, that we may still freely, unhindered, come up to God's house. There are many countries of persecution where that is not allowed. In the Old Testament, it was the 7th day. First work, and then rest. The New Testament, that is first to rest, to meditate upon what Christ has done, and then to work. Of course, there are those, the Jews, and also the Seventh-day Adventists, they still keep the Saturday. But the Lord's Day, that was the day that Christ is risen. He has appeared to his church 5 times on that day. The following Lord's Day has appeared to his disciples again with Thomas present. The day of Pentecost, 1 Corinthians 16, the verses following our text this morning, where it speaks of office bearers, those that labor in the Lord's vineyard, and then the first 2 verses that concerns the deacons, that on the first day of the week they were to gather those gifts. And in Revelations 1, then it is specifically mentioned of the Apostle John on the island Patmos concerning the Lord's Day. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 'Tis the last commandment of the first table before the second table. and this commandment that also concerns our neighbor. This commandment does not only speak of thou, and that thou comes to heads of households, but it speaks of sons and daughters. Thus this commandment that speaks of family worship, that the whole family together is to keep the Sabbath day holy. Our second thought, a profitable day. And then we read that our instructors, they have not spoken in the negative, but in the positive. How we must keep that day. And when we consider all that they have written, then we have much to do. And then we read first that the ministry of the gospel and the schools be maintained. And concerning the ministry of the gospel, that speaks of God's house, speaks of the offices and the schools. In the first place, theological schools, where men may be instructed in God's word concerning his service, does not exclude the Christian schools. In the time of the Reformation, then Martin Luther has written letters to the city councils that it was their calling that schools may be erected with teachers, that the children may be instructed in the things of the Lord. John Calvin, in 1559, the University of Geneva for the instruction of men for the ministry. And then the Lord has blessed those means in the time of the Reformation for the coming of his kingdom. And then further, and that I, first it concerns me, but we have said it, thy son, thy daughter, what a privilege it is when family circles, of course, those that are sick, little children need to be cared of, but what a blessing and what a privilege it is when the family circles may come up to God's house, and not only may, but they are called because the instructors say, and that I, especially on the Sabbath that is on the day of rest. Does what does that word especially imply? Not only on the Sabbath day, also for a weekday service. A congregation, of course, not always possible, occupation, other reasons, but in fard is possible, and when there is desire, then it is more quickly possible that we faithfully come up to God's house, that we leave not our places empty. Because unlawful empty places, congregation, they shall testify against us in the day of days and when the Lord works and when he sheds that love abroad in the heart, then God's house becomes a special place. Then we receive that love. We have sung out of Psalter 69, Psalm 26, that the psalmist loved the habitation of the Lord's house where thy honor dwelleth. And I read in Psalm 27, verse 4, One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. And in Psalm 84, then the solemnest, though amiable, are the courts of the Lord. Do we love to come up to God's house, congregation? How is it now with us? Do we now love to come up to God's house? Are there times that we are glad Saturday night and that it is Sunday morning, and also a weekday service, with an impression of that one thing needful, of our sins, riddles, perplexities, that he may be explained. And then further, especially on the Sabbath, that is on the day of rest, diligently frequent the church of God. And the Old Testament, first the tabernacle, then the temple, three special feasts. Then it was not so often, except those that lived closer by, but those that lived at a distance, not so easy to frequent the temple to that end. In Babylon, usually thought that Ezra, he was the founder of synagogues, so we read of synagogues in the New Testament, that the people, do we not read of Jesus in Luke 4, verse 16, as his custom was on the Sabbath day, that he came to the synagogue. And what must we do? In the first place, to hear his word. That is for the ear. And then something for the eye, to use the sacraments, for our mouth publicly, to call upon the Lord, and for our hands, and contribute to the relief of the poor as becomes a Christian. And we read what a true Christian is in Lord's Day number 12. But further, because I read in Leviticus 23, verse 3, it is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Thus not only to frequent the house of God, but it must be the Sabbath day in our dwellings, where the Lord granteth that day, that in a special way the family circles may gather around God's holy word, the Father to explain and instruct, to pray, to sing. There are many good and profitable books to read, and also for the children. We have catechism classes on Monday night. And then we would think that Monday being after the Sabbath day, that all of our young people, that they would have memorized their questions. But that is not the case. What is the reason? How do we then spend the Sabbath day? And our fathers given to speak to their children what they are learning and what they are memorizing. Thus a profitable day. and that day needs to be guarded, because there are many things, we would say, many robbers that rob us of the Sabbath day. I have read of a man on Sunday morning that he was going to church. A simple story for our boys and girls. And then you must listen to the story, and then you can also tell your father and mother the meaning of that story. It happened many years ago, where I do not know. But that man, on a Sunday morning, he was going to church. And in those days, most people went to church. And then along the road, there were three boys sitting in the ditch with a ball. They had played a game and they were resting. And of course, that made that man sad. And then that man said to those boys, he wished them good morning. And he said, "Boys, may I now tell you a story?" And he had a liberal heart. When there was someone in need, he loved to help. That is a blessing when the Lord blesses us. And then he was traveling on a very lonely road. And then he met a man clothed very beggarly. And that man had a sorry tale to tell, that he has suffered much loss, maybe also family circumstances. And that man that was dressed so beggarly, he said, "Friend, man, can you please help me out?" And we have said that was a liberal man. And then he has taken his wallet out of his pocket, and he said, "Friend, I have $7, and in those days you could buy a lot with a dollar. And I think if I keep one, I have enough for my journey, so I shall give you six." Now, that was very nice, right, boys and girls? He gave six of his $7 to that man that has asked for help. But do you know what happened? After that beggarly man left, then he came behind that man with a stick and he hit him over his head and knocked him unconscious. And he took the wallet out of his pocket. And what do you think he took, boys and girls? He took that last dollar. Now when those boys heard it, they were quite upset. They says, "How can a man be so mean and so wicked?" Oh, another one says, "I hope he gets caught and put in prison." And now, boys and girls, can you think of the meaning and the application? Why did that man now tell those boys that story? Then he says, "Boys, listen. The Lord has given us six whole days to work, but the seventh one is for the Lord. And what you are doing, playing a game in the field while you should be going to church, then you are robbing the Lord of his day." Are there such robbers in my midst? Are we not all robbers? But as that now become our sorrow and our guilt, we are at Mount Sinai under the law. And then we have mentioned those three purposes for uncovering. Oh, have we reflected on Lord's days? I hope that we do not have to think back of all the empty places that we diligently come to church, but with our minds, then we can also desecrate the Lord's day, thus for uncovering, oh, when the Lord converts, oh, then those empty places, they become so bitter. And then there shall be a change. But to learn that we can never keep the Sabbath day holy as the Lord requires in thoughts, words, and deeds, when it may be a schoolmaster that leads us to Christ, but also in the part of gratitude, how we can be so full of the world and worldly things. And to that end, it needs to be a guarded day. That is our third thought. Let us first sing. Psalter 318. The stanzas 4, 5, 6, and 7. In this the day that thou wast made, triumphantly we sing. Send now prosperity, O Lord. O Lord, salvation bring. And what follows? 318. Let us only sing 4, 5, and 6, and if necessary, also 7. commandment, keeping the Lord's day holy, an instituted day, a profitable day, and concerning the use of the Sabbath day. And then we read in the Westminster Larger Catechism, which has been composed in 1648, thus more than 80 years later than the Heidelberg Catechism, and then they have broadened it more out. There are seven questions concerning the Lord's Day. First, what it is, what is required, how to be sanctified, the charge more directly to governors of households, the sins forbidden, reasons annexed to it to more enforce it, and why is the word remember at the beginning. And then in number 117, how is the Sabbath or the Lord's Day to be sanctified? The Sabbath or Lord's Day is to be sanctified by a holy resting all the day, not only from such works as are at all times sinful, but even from such worldly employments and recreations which on other days are lawful, and making it our delight to spend the whole time, except so much of it as is to be taken up in works of necessity and mercy, in the public and private exercises of God's worship. And to that end, we are to prepare our hearts, and with such foresight, diligence, and moderation, to dispose and seasonably dispatch our worldly business, that we may be the more free and fit for the duties of that day. Our third thought, a guarded day. Then the Sabbath day, that is a day of 24 hours. And when we think of one of seven, there are boys and girls in church who are 7 years old. That means one of those years in your life has been Sunday, which the Lord has given unto you, that in a special way you may be given to seek and find the Lord. In Isaiah 58, verse 13, then we read of different matters. If thou turn thy foot away from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him not doing thine own way, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Then it speaks of thy foot. Must never unnecessarily travel. And also in our travels, we do not need to go to those places of vanity and amusement. Of course, many have relatives, and when we travel, that we also see to it that on the Lord's Day we are enabled to be under the truth. Can be special circumstances. We shall not multiply it out, that it is not possible, that we need for certain purposes, the business world is not so simple, that we need to travel on Saturday, and that it is impossible to be a place where the truth is brought, but we are speaking under general circumstances. Then secondly, thy pleasure, not to seek our pleasure, but the things of the Lord. Then thirdly, our own way. We are to cease from our work. And that is everything that is connected with it. Think if there would be a family. His father was a businessman. And the children would see that father do his book work. Then they would go to mother and say, Mother, is that now allowed? Because that is also work. Or for a farmer, if the father on Sunday afternoon would grease his machine, then and the children saw it, that they would go to mother and say, Mother, how can that be? Thus simple instruction, everything that is related to our work scheduling does not mean, but there is a difference, congregation, whether we strive against it or whether we willfully give ourselves over. Oh, in the busyness of life, it can be on the Sabbath day, thoughts enter our mind, something we have forgotten during the week, a difficulty where a solution comes to our mind. Farmers, how the thoughts can go to the field. Builders to what they are building. But there is a great difference. Whether we strive against it, ask the Lord that he may keep our thoughts and that we may be busy with God's word. Then Isaiah 58 also speaks of our words, and to that end, as family circles to spend together, not to visit Reverend Plumer of a former age, has written in his explanation how it many times or most of the time goes. First, some words about the sermon, or maybe that is also missing. And then, when there were deaths or sickness, then about strangers, clothing, then about family circumstances, and then you can fill the rest in, congregation. And we shall not keep the Sabbath day. Thus, the necessity, what a blessing it is that the Lord grants the Sabbath day for our family circle. And then concerning technology, was in former days that we had a phone. But those phones were only used in emergencies and in cases of necessity, and otherwise the phone was not used. When we were young, we would not even think to ask our parents whether we could call a friend. Let us hold on to that. Also, with all the advanced technology, our emergencies, absolute necessities, there are labors in the emergency, you've heard it, few have left. In the medical field, there are different circumstances, when it is needed, but for most of us, it is not necessary. Our last thought, a foreshadowing day. We read in Hebrews 4, verse 9, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. And then the instructors at the close, secondly, that all the days of my life I cease from my evil works. That is a word against Sunday Christians. That on Sunday there is still a certain respect, although when we live it out in the world during the week, then sooner or later the Sabbath day shall not be remembered. Thus it speaks against the dualism. 6 days that we give ourselves much liberty. Of course, there is a difference. On 6 days the Lord has given for all lawful things. And that is very broad. The seventh day has been given to worship in a special way, but it is a word for a people that on 6 days, that maybe the community says, is that now a Netherlands Reformed? Parking lot full, go to church, and on the 6 days, many different ways, then they are not so different from the world. That ought not to be. It is well. Because the first day we have the Lord's Day, and then the 6 days, what a blessing it is. When it may reflect that we have come up to God's house to hear what the Lord has to say unto us, when it truly may be a day of rest in the family circles, many cares, the daily bread, and then to come to God's house to hear of the Lord, the Creator and the Upholder of the heavens and of the earth, and the petition for our daily bread, that we may be enabled to cast our burdens upon the Lord and to receive courage and strength for the other 6 days. Secondly, that all the days of my life I cease from my evil works and yield myself to the Lord. That is strong language. Isn't the part of sanctification. And yield myself to the Lord to work by His Holy Spirit in me. Thus that is a warning not to grieve, to vex, and quench the Holy Spirit. To make it simple for our boys and girls, when we are healthy and strong, and we would not come up to God's house, then we are not yielding ourselves to the Lord. Needs to be accompanied with prayer. And thus begin in this life the eternal Sabbath. Thus here the Sabbath days, they are a beginning of that eternal Sabbath, a very small beginning. Oh, I have read of Philip Henry that at the end of a Sabbath day, oh, that he was given to say that it was a foretaste of the heaven above. The Lord grant by His Spirit to experience those wonderful things. And when the Lord works, then we love the Lord, His Word, His house, His day, His law, His people, and then God's house becomes a special place. Of course, we cannot make it that special place, but the Lord shall make it special. Times that the Lord comes over in a special way, the Lord work lovingly and mightily by His Spirit. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. May we be given to be a Sabbath-loving people. Amen. Let us close. Lord, the first Sabbath day of the year has nearly come to an end. Then 1 week of this newly begun year has nearly run its course, and so it shall be with our life. Thou hast given in other souls mark a day. May Thou grant Thy blessing and the application. Wilt Thou graciously watch over us in this week? Remember the mothers at home with the children. Remember at work. Remember on the way. Remember at school. Our students studying in institutions of higher learning. Well, there'll be a fiery wall round about them. Well, Thou keep us from an unexpected and above all from an unprepared death. Ah, Lord, concerning the Sabbath day, may we be given to examine each our hearts, and it shall be a testing stone concerning our love and keeping of that Sabbath day, and also the love to the Lord of the Sabbath, how it is traveling to eternity. Wilt Thou keep us from sin and temptation? Wilt Thou remember on the coming Sabbath day? Grant traveling mercies. Wilt Thou graciously provide for consistory and congregation? Help all those that have an active part. Bring us now safely to our dwellings. Give a prayer for one another. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 71, let us only sing 3 and 4. My one request has been, and still this prayer I raise, that I may dwell within God's house through all my days, Jehovah's beauty to admire, and in His temple to inquire. And what follows, Psalter 71, only 3 and 4. grace save the blessing of the Lord, and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.